This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Judy Dempsey, the editor of Strategic Europe for the Carnegie Endowment. I recommend signing up for Strategic Europe because what we're looking at is a European century, a remaking of the map and of the ways that prosperity is going to come to Europe, not dependent upon the extremely unstable Russia, but are dependent upon renewables and other sources. There is the Caspian Sea Basin, there is Africa, there is the import of liquefied natural gas. All this takes time. At the same time, the European Union has an open question of enlargement. More European Union. We've seen recently two applications of to NATO, to join NATO. That would be Sweden and Finland. What about joining the European Union? Judy, President Macron made a speech saying the expanding the EU is wise and necessary. He named Georgia, Moldova, and Ukraine in particular. We have talked about the reluctance of some parts of Europe to go forward on that. I can't tell at this moment. Those three states, would they secure Europe as the voice to listen to in settling the dispute with Russia? Is that momentum that Mr. Macron can use in negotiating? He'll be at the table negotiating with Russia.
I think these are quite separate issues. The fact that Georgia and Ukraine and Moldova want to join the European Union, this is about ending once and for all the close geostrategic ties with Russia. They want to be genuinely independent and sovereign. And they want the European Union to perceive them as that. And for them, this means closer ties to the European Union, if not indeed membership of it. It would put a line under history once and for all. It would redefine the relationship between the European Union, Eastern Europe, and Russia. There's no doubt about that. Whether it's going to happen is another big question, and Macron certainly has doubts about it.
There are dissenters in the European Union. You name Poland because of its before this present crisis, when Poland is a necessary helpmate to Ukrainian refugees and the arming of Ukraine to resist Russia. Poland had wandered off the path of liberal democracy. Hungary now is behaving as a bad actor with regard to Russian oil, Russian imports. Those two states, is there a mechanism to resolve this within the European Union?
Yes, there is a mechanism, and it's a mechanism that would involve taking away what's called a voting rights inside the council, which represents all the member states. And if you take away a voting right, you take away a say. And indeed, all these countries are meant to have equal voices commensurate with the size of their population. This is the first thing. The other thing is they can sanction them, for instance, by withholding this extraordinary amount of what's called the COVID recovery funds, which was agreed by all the member states in the European Union to pour money into the member states to get them actually get their economies kickstarted. And now the European Commission, that's the EU's executive, is now threatening to withhold these funds to Poland and to Hungary until and unless they actually reintroduce the rule of law, independent judiciary, and end the corruption.
Mr. Macron, President Macron, we come back to Macron and Schultz. They're not comfortable together, but they're sitting in positions that need to work together. Does France understand that it needs Germany? Or does France want to take the lead? This is a story. It's as old as we were talking about. It's the Napoleonic Wars. So we can go back to that. I can't see it from America, Judy. I just don't live inside it. Can these two states work together for the first time ever?
They have worked together since the founding of the European Union. But what does working together mean? They both have completely different visions and perceptions of Europe. France wants an integrated federal-type Europe, a Gaullist-type Europe, to be less dependent on the United States, to be more autonomous, to be a strong Europe with strong ambitions, and to be much more integrated politically and economically. Germany wants a Europe that is inclusive while France wants a two-tier Europe of quicker speeds, of different speeds, Germany is afraid of different speeds because the German outlook is so wedded to Europe, and it needs Europe because of the Second World War. And it wants a Europe that doesn't discriminate and has one block of countries going one speed and another, because the German outlook is that this will destroy Europe. So we have a fundamental philosophical difference between France and Germany on the speed of integration. What does integration mean, and who should lead us?
Judy Dempsey is the editor of Strategic Europe at the Carnegie Endowment. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.